This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Powerball and Mega Millions might be leaving Illinois. And this is something that I had not heard of until we actually had somebody call in.
Oh, really?
And mention this. And so then I pulled up an article from WGN, which is probably one of the most famous radio stations in Chicago. Unfortunately, not one of our affiliates, but we are on the air.
Not yet.
In Chicago.
Yes, we are.
Story says, a published report says the Multi-State Lottery Association, which oversees Powerball and Mega Millions and a couple other games as well, might wind up dumping Illinois by the end of the month if the state government does not wind up passing a budget. Illinois Lottery spokesman Jason Schomburg says it's another example of why Illinois needs a budget. Quote, it is disappointing that the legislature's inability to pass a budget has led to this development and will result in Illinois lottery players being denied the opportunity to play these popular games. This is why it's so critical that the General Assembly deliver a balanced budget to the governor's desk that he can sign.
To be fair, the lottery is a tax on the poor.
Yes.
The poor, just statistically speaking, spend more on lottery tickets than any other group. It gives them a sense of hope. It's, you know, somebody's got to win it. You know, this will lift me out of poverty. Unfortunately, too many people spend their money on lottery tickets instead of putting, you know, that $5 a week or twice a week into a bank account, which would, I hate to even say a bank account, or buy Bitcoin or buy an altcoin.
I know
what I mean?
We've discussed before, and there's an argument, and I forget who makes the argument, but there's an argument that once the jackpot goes over like $380 million, it actually, quote-unquote, makes sense to buy a ticket.
Okay.
And, again, I forget who makes the argument. I forget the specifics of the argument, but I know that it's something that we've discussed before. But let me ask this question, Chris. Have you ever bought a lotto ticket?
Of course.
And you do it because, you know, you like the little bit of excitement to where, you know, for like 3 days you think, what all would I do with $100 million?
Oh, Daryl, I'm going to make this confession even bigger. I have whole spreadsheets built. I have a list of contact names, which include financial planners, lawyers, accounting firms.
I thought you were going to say you had a spreadsheet of the numbers.
Oh,
This number comes
up,
you know, more often than this number.
The law of large numbers precludes any scam that you're likely to come across that's going to predict lottery numbers. That's a fact. But what do you do? Are you going to be that person who's prepared for the win? I certainly am. So, yeah, once it hits a certain number, I'll occasionally throw it in. But I also, you know, I buy a little bit of altcoin, too. You know, I spend more money on other small investments, because I'm not by any means a wealthy man.
Right.
I spend money on other small investments that provide some return, where lottery is likely to provide none.
The article continues that the budget stalemate could enter a third year if lawmakers do not reach an agreement by July 1st. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic-controlled legislature have been deadlocked since 2015. The Chicago Sun-Times says that Illinois reported $99 million in Mega Million sales and $208 million in Powerball sales last year, though it is unclear how much money went to the state government.
Right.
which generally is the general fund. And then every now and then they're like, all right, let's put a small amount in that education fund because we say it's for the children.
Right. And I think some states, I think Pennsylvania has something in statute that takes that money.
For older Pennsylvanians.
Older Pennsylvanians, that was a big deal. But I don't know exactly how it gets to older Pennsylvanians, or maybe it does through
the older Pennsylvanians that are working for the Lottery Commission.
Very
and,
likely.
You know, the older retired legislators, and somehow maybe it might wind up getting to somebody that winds up going to like a state-run old folks' home.
Yeah.
Maybe, if you're lucky, possibly. Let's go to Skype. Where
Congress
we've got,
is the old folks' home.
Exactly.
Where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, how often do you play the lotto?
I have purchased a total of 3 scratch-off tickets that were like $5 a piece, and then I realized, holy crap, this is a waste of my time. I'll never get that money back. I might as well just save.
There you go. Good advice.
So what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is earlier I was talking to my parents, and they kind of had a snobby attitude towards, like, because we were having a discussion about poverty, and they seemed to have an extremely snobby attitude of, oh, all these single mothers sucking the system dry is what the problem is. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, we actually happen to have a single mother in the studio tonight. Heather, how do you respond?
I say, one, I'm a single mom, but there's tons of other single moms that live their life differently than I do. But there was that one point in my life, you know, where I was on several state programs at the time, right? Like, both my parents, mind you, were, you know, middle class or whatever. They paid taxes their whole life against their will, some will say, you know. But they didn't have enough money to put me up in some fancy dorm room or whatever. And I didn't go to any 4-year college because I thought it was a bad investment for my financial future. So I went to a community college and applied for financial aid. I got some assistance with that through the state. I also volunteered and coached the Special Olympics 3 days a week. And I worked 3 days a week at an insurance agency. So while I was on some state handouts, I was working 3 days a week, coaching the Special Olympics 2 days a week, and going to school full time while being a single mother. So if anybody wants to knock on me for getting any type of government handout, I'll say I contributed to society, and you can eat me.
Well, so. Stefan, how do you respond to that?
Well,
I wasn't sitting on my butt soaking up somebody else's money. My parents, you know, paid their fair share of taxes, so.
Well, I gotta ask, do you believe in the basic principle that taxation is theft?
Not really. I think only, like, a lot of people, like, I think taxation is theft when you reach that mental point where you no longer consent to it. But there are a lot of people that believe taxation is what they pay to live in a quote unquote civilized society, and would they prefer to be able to decide where that money went? Sure, I think a lot of people would, and I think the majority of people aren't opposed to paying something if it's in turn going to give them, you know, a community where there aren't homeless people sleeping on park benches, or where, you know, the single struggling people in the community have some help to transition through life. Welfare, at least from the single mom perspective, it was supposed to be called transitional assistance because it's supposed to be designed to lift people in your community up, which I don't think very many people are opposed to helping those in their community do better. What they're opposed to is people milking the system or using the system. And, you know, I could argue that because of government regulations, you know, people can't just start up and start their own business. Okay, minimum wage laws. Like, you can't go and work for $5, $6, $7 an hour, prove your worth, and then get slow incremental raises because there's minimum wage laws, right? So the government sets that bar. So, I mean, until we fix a lot of the problems with government and regulation, I don't think it's fair to say that the single moms leeching off the system are the problem when there's 8 people that have more combined wealth than like 14 billion people.
Well, I've got to hop in here real quickly and just throw out my 2 cents worth. Anytime you take from the many to give to the few, regardless of whether it's the few corporations or the few single moms or whatever it happens to be, you are practicing socialism. You are following the Communist Manifesto, and that is anti-liberty. And if these programs are desired and needed, they will be provided. Yeah. They could be provided absent government doing it. That's the requirement, though. Government has to cease doing it before people will step up and provide it.
Well, some would.
Hold the thought, Stephen. Hold on. We'll bring you back in just a moment. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? You can join Dash. Dash is digital Cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast, or in some cases can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. We've got Stefan on the line from Ohio. And Stefan, you have kicked the proverbial hornet's nest with your question of, and I'm going to sort of paraphrase the question, are single mothers ruining the country? And Heather, who happens to be a single mother, is saying absolutely, most definitely not.
No, I'm saying that I've been on, like, I speak for myself and only me. I do not speak for the, you know, mother that's addicted to drugs, sitting on the system, you know, going to the methadone clinic once a week. Like, that, you know what I mean? And that happens. I've seen people like that, you know what I mean? And I think that's terrible, but... You know,
right.
Like,
again,
I have
the,
my
the
own.
The question is a generalization, not right. Is every
and
single
I think
single
general,
mother.
Generalizations
overall,
have always been a bad idea.
I agree.
I agree.
And I think to some degree that's a generalized statement to say that generalizations are a bad idea. But, Stefan, I think you had more thoughts that you kind of wanted to rebut what
yes.
Heather and Chris had said, so continue.
Well, some people would argue, you know, that's why I ask if you believe taxation is theft. Some people would say, my money is getting stolen, and you have some nerve to take stolen money. That's what a lot of people would probably say.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
okay. You know, like,
and it, and sucks. What I want to know is, do you think that is a reasonable gripe to have, or do you
think
that it's just total nonsense?
Okay, you know, I guess it all comes down to the argument of, like, property rights, right? Like, and I've been, like, I go back and forth. Like, I think one minute I'm like, yeah, taxation is theft. The next minute I'm like, well, you know, it's not really. If a lot of some people are willing to pay, you know? And the mental
intent.
Well,
some people are willing to pay the mugger in Central Park.
It's,
it doesn't mean that the mugger's
not stealing
money.
Because, you know what? It comes back to property rights, right? If people believe in their mind, right, if you have 100, like, there's 300 million people in this country, all right? If the majority of them, and I hate to say it, but if the majority are ruling, right, and the majority of people identify as American and believe that inherently America, they believe in these imaginary lines and borders and stuff like that, and they believe that by paying their taxes, that is essentially like their rent to live in this country, then you can disagree with that, but you need to challenge the people. You need to
so
challenge the arena of ideas that taxation...
I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah, and it's essentially, this is just, look, I don't agree, I don't like, you know, I go back and forth, but I'm just being realistic here,
well, there's
okay?
Realistic is...
Like, you can complain that you don't like the taxes coming out of your paycheck, but until you get up and quit complaining about it and do something about it, then you're just sitting there... You know, being a little
beta like
personality,
this.
Not making the world
move. It's what you just said. I don't like this notion of, you know, my rights should be based upon what the majority wants. I'm sure the majority of people...
I don't think yours should be either. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. And you've got to
sure
step up to the plate
I'm
here.
Sure that... I'm sure that, well, of course, but I'm sure the majority of people wouldn't want me having, like, for example, a 30-round mag in my Ruger. Like, polls consistently show that. But does that mean I do not have the right to do that?
I mean, you're a free individual right now, regardless of whether or not the state exists. You're free to pay taxes. You're free to not pay taxes. If you don't pay taxes, the majority think that they can come
that's
and slap you up.
Consequences.
And,
that's
yeah,
not
but then
freedom.
You're free to
no,
resist those
freedom.
Consequences and make a, be bold and make a statement, is what
that's
I'm saying.
Kind of like... It's kind of like a Christian saying, oh, you know, you send yourself to hell, like that kind of thing.
No, know? I'm just saying this is the reality we live in, right? If you go and you stand in front of a lion that's hungry and you get bit, like, guess what? You're going to get bit. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But the difference here is that you have somebody holding a gun to your head, and that is government,
They're not right now, though. That's like metaphorically speaking.
No,
Right this second, I do not have a gun pointed at my head.
Correct.
The second I walk outside and do something that is against the law, then, you know, it might start with the cop writing something on a piece of paper saying, you need to be in court on this day. And then I miss court for whatever reason.
Correct.
And then the cop sees me and says, oh, I'm picking you up for this bench warrant. And I say, no, you're not. Then the gun shows up. So there are several steps between me sitting here right now and the gun being pointed at my head.
Yeah,
but it always every law is backed up by that gun
and the threat of it.
It's like imagine another example is like imagine a judge is like, you have to pay this fine or else you go to jail. But they always word it like, you're sending yourself to jail.
Yep.
You know,
I've actually had a judge say that to me. Stefan, thank you for the call.
I've actually been in a jail cell before driving on a suspended license. Do I think it was messed up? And the whole reason I got this driving on a suspended license, right, was because I got a third speeding ticket within a 5-year span. And the third ticket was actually a lane violation for traveling in the left lane. I wasn't even speeding.
Before we move on to other things, here's where I want to leave my thoughts on this. Taxation would not be theft if taxation were voluntary. And that's it.
So if taxation were voluntary, right, but the majority of people still contributed, right, and they paid for the roads still, right? So whoever still paid taxes paid for the roads then, right? They could agree as a collective then, right, that they're going to enforce speed limits. So then if you didn't pay tax, they could say if you didn't contribute and you weren't a dues-paying member of America, quote-unquote, then you couldn't drive on any public roads unless they deemed you could, right?
I think that would be fine. If
that's what I think.
If it were a voluntary system, if I could contribute, I would even rather see a menu. Do I want to contribute to NASA? I like space. Check. Do I want to contribute to our military? I'm going to go into the subcategories, and I'm going to say for defensive uses, but not for offensive uses.
See, I would like...
So on and so on. That's completely different than how it is now. Now it is... You pay your taxes, you give us your money, or we're going to come after you. And if you don't give up willingly, if you don't turn over all your assets, then we will throw you in jail. If you resist, we will put a gun to your head, and we will kill you.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
One heck of an introduction there for me, man. I was just going to call and say, Heather, right on. Thank you.
Oh, I like you, Patrick.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I see so much out here in today's thing. What you're doing, what you did is you set values for your whole family. And I have a different opinion.
All right, hold that thought, and we'll get your different opinion, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Is it theft if I take your money? What if I'm the government?
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. ProCoin. A coin publicly traded in the open markets, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And ProCoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 7-cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. And we will hopefully get to the story out of New York where hotels are asking people to narc on neighbors that use Airbnb. Again, hopefully we'll be able to get to that story, but your calls and thoughts are important, and we go back to them. We've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, continue with your thoughts.
Well, I got, you know, something that really bugs the heck out of me about taxation. And there, okay, we get, in our field, we get what we call mandatory overtime. In other words, you don't have a choice because you're a public servant. If something happens, you got to be there and you got to work the overtime until you're released. It's a contractual thing. Right. You know, like you were saying, having a gun held to your head. I mean, and you're, and what's the Davis Corrections Office? He knows exactly what I'm talking about. But here's the messed up thing about taxes, okay? You get your check on a biweekly or monthly basis. And what's messed up is if you're working the overtime, all of a sudden you get your check back, and it's actually less than if you just worked your normal 40, 50 hours a week, because that overtime puts you in a different tax bracket, and they start taking out more than yep. the normal. And I really, to be honest with you, now that's where I think the thievery, whatever comes in, because A, first of all, you know, you're being forced to do something. And the fact is they try to entice you with more money, but it's actually less. And then they put the blame off on the government.
well, the government gets more money. And you know who you can thank for that? To some
politicians.
Extent. Also Milton Friedman. Milton Friedman, who was instrumental working for the government in helping to implement the automated deduction, you know, automatically deduct money from your paychecks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you get your check, all that money's already gone. You don't, because the government really didn't feel that if people had the choice.
And didn't that actually start as a temporary wartime effort to help pay for World War II?
Of course it did. Just like Social Security.
We need to get the money faster, so we're going to, during wartime only, we're going to withhold instead of you reporting to us every 3 months.
Fortunately, Social Security was temporary, too, so that should have died out. 50, 60 years ago.
Well, when I was growing up, overtime was a privilege. If you worked overtime, you did that to make extra money. Nowadays, it's a joke. It really is. And
nowadays, there's a lot of companies that rely on overtime, where they will intentionally run a skeleton crew, and they would just rather pay somebody time and a half than hire another employee to where they've actually got the number of people that they need.
Right. The overhead and regulatory overhead is ridiculous, so why not just work the people harder?
Right, because, and, you know, there's all kinds of, as you mentioned, the regulations and the overhead, because for each new employee you bring on, not only are you paying them their base salary, but then there's the FICA, the Social Security, the this, the that. You've got to provide them health insurance. You've got to provide this. You've got to provide that. And it winds up costing the company, you know, like twice as much, whatever the salary is. So, yeah, it's easier and cheaper to pay somebody time and a half. Patrick, thank you.
Oh, I got another thing. Just a quick thing, guys.
Go ahead.
Now they're actually fining us if we don't file these health incentive programs, like you have to give them all your information, you got to go to a health fair, and you got to be checked out by these companies, and otherwise you get fined an additional $300 a year, and I don't know how they're getting away with all this.
Yeah, I worked for a company that did that too, and I quit.
There might be some kind of thing to where they're required to, you have to offer this to your employees, and if a certain percentage actually do it, then we'll give you this handout. There's probably some kind of, you know, carrot attached to that stick. Patrick, thank you
for the call.
And let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to mention that our last mayoral election 4 years ago was the lowest ever turnout in 40 years. So we had the most lowest turnout since like 1976. So,
okay.
So, and where are you at, Sarah?
She's in Albuquerque.
I know, but I just wanted to hear it from her.
My point is, I hope that we have a voter turnout this election. I hope people care, because now the end result is that we have 27 cars stolen every day.
Hold on. What do cars being stolen have to do with the number of people that show up to the mayoral election?
Well, the thing is that nobody cared who the mayor was. Nobody cared because they all wanted, what is it, they all wanted somebody else to vote for them. The whole thing was, I don't have to vote. Somebody else is going to vote for me. I'll have somebody else decide. And so,
well, you know, when all of your choices, and I don't know specifics about the choices in Albuquerque, but I've lived in enough places to where I know that, you know, by and large, the choices are all horrible, so it really doesn't make any difference who the mayor is.
That's why a lot of people never turn up to vote.
Well, the thing is, that's exactly what people thought. But I think that we have the Democrat. What we have is Mayor Barry. The other choice was Pete Finelli.
Mayor Barry from D.C.? Marion Barry? Oh, okay. Different one.
No, he's been here for 30 years involved in politics here. So then I think he was the better choice, but he was a Democrat. And what does the Democrat do is that, usually out of 10 Democrats, only two of them will show up and vote because they all want somebody else to vote for them because they're too lazy. Right?
Well, generally in municipal elections, voter turnout's going to be in that, you know, 10 to 20% range anyway. I remember when I lived in San Antonio, the turnout for the mayoral election was 9%. The guy that won wound up getting 80% of the vote, and it was touted as, you know, like, this guy has some huge mandate. When you actually do the math, 95% of the people that were eligible to vote did not vote for this guy. So it doesn't make a difference how large or how small the voter turnout is. It's just going to be reported, this guy's got a mandate because he won. Sarah, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom in Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, a Illinois woman, the wife of that alleged shooter down in Alexandria, Virginia. Her name is Sue Hodgkinson, and right now she's said a lot of some stuff about how she thought she like her husband said, he was going to Washington because he wanted to work with some people on changing tax brackets, and she also goes on to say that she wanted her family and neighbors left alone. Now, why are all these reporters going knocking on her door and one after another and probably calling her up on the phone, her phone ringing off the hook of, and her neighbors and everybody else?
Well, they probably want some kind of quote because, you know, let's get a quote from the person that knows this guy the best.
One, I am suggesting, okay, people in the news media that might happen to be listening to Free Talk Live, okay, reporters who happen to be driving home and have the radio on listening to Free Talk Live, newspaper publishers and editors, what they got to do is when somebody is suddenly thrust into a news media circus like that is you send them a news media liaison and who that calls up and offers to help them deal with all these reporters that they're probably going to be getting and go down, go to the house and help them produce a news release, get a picture from the family, scrapbook and everything, and any other reporters have to go through that person as far as like when they're going to be scheduling maybe a news conference and stand by first side to say, but you don't have to answer their questions. And also explain like why they are asking questions that are irrelevant.
Tom, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris in studio tonight. And tomorrow morning, I am heading to the White Mountains of New Hampshire for about 10 days. And one of the things that I'm making sure that I take with me is my pillow, because it is the best pillow that I've ever used. And you, too, can try this pillow. Well, not mine, because, you know, like, that's mine. You can't come tax it from me. But you can try your very own My Pillow risk-free for 60 days. This thing is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for well over a year, and it is definitely the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your MyPillow into the washing machine, into the dryer, remove that dead skin, remove the dirt, and your pillow is still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some weird reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And maybe the reason you don't like it is you didn't order the right size.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things, again, they're designed to fit to the shape of your body. So maybe, you know, you ordered one that was too thin or too thick. They'll fix that for you. And again, if you just absolutely don't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back, less the shipping, of course. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. And Chris, we started off talking about some cronyism, specifically in the auto industry, but you know that's not the only industry where there's croniest things.
Oh, my God, no. We have it in almost every industry at one level or another.
Basically everything, and the lodging industry is no exception. And we know, because we've covered this fairly extensively, that sure, New York City is hostile to ride sharing, but apparently they're also hostile to room sharing.
You can't do that. So this article comes to us from Reasoning. Hotels want New Yorkers to narc on their neighbors for using Airbnb. Hotel chains, unions, and their allies persuaded New York lawmakers last year to pass a bill banning Airbnb and other forms of room sharing in the state. New Yorkers proceeded to ignore the law. On New Year's Eve, for example, more people booked Airbnbs in New York City than anywhere else on the planet.
All right, so hold on. Let's just look at that for a second.
I love it.
Because, you know, we know that New Year's Eve is a big, huge, giant celebration in New York City.
Yeah.
That there's, you know, the Rockin' New Year's Eve that's no longer hosted by Dick Clark.
Sure.
There's, you know, like
it's
all
the
of
Times
these
Square, it's
major
the
things
yeah.
in Times Square. I was watching a feed, and I still, to this day, don't know where the feed was necessarily coming from. Like, you know, it's something that I found online. It wasn't the Rocking New Year's Eve thing. I turned that one off when Michelle Obama's face popped up, and I was like, I don't want to listen to this. And I poked around and found something else. It wasn't like a major network sort of thing, but it was whatever Planet Fitness was sponsoring. And so I was watching that, and you could see on the ABC 360 cam that they had of Times Square, like you could see where the Planet Fitness stage was. So, right. you know, like, they were in Times Square, watch the ball. But, you know, like, there's at least two. There were probably other broadcasts from there as well. And just hundreds of thousands of people crammed into this little space. They got to sleep somewhere.
Yeah. But according to the state of New York, not in your house, not in your spare room, not in that apartment.
What about my apartment? Because an apartment's not a house.
Well, then I think that's against the rules, too, if you're using Airbnb.
Ah, damn.
So anyway, more people booked Airbnb in New York City than anywhere else on the planet for New Year's Eve. Data provided by the company show that 55,000 people used Airbnb on December 31st, 2021. Let's start that again.
On New Year's Eve.
Data provided by the company shows that 55,000 people used Airbnb on December 31st, 2016, up from 47,000 people on the final night of 2015 before the ban was enacted.
Hold on. So you're telling me that
they made it against the law
did not prevent people from using Airbnb? I'm shocked. This is my surprised face.
Yeah, actually, it seems like the ban increased the number of people booking by 8,000 people in New York City on New Year's Eve. What's the hotel industry to do? The answer, it seems, is to encourage New Yorkers to narc on their neighbors.
All right, so let's pause here. Go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Larry calling in from Utah. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've got just two comments. Well, there's a couple comments for two of your previous call-ins. One of them was on the gentleman that had forced overtime. He knew that, or if he didn't know that, his union knew it before he ever hired on. Most public companies, if they have a contract for that or they have a need for that, let you know that. I was an airline captain for many, many years. The first thing they told me when I went through the interviews is, we don't give Sundays off, we don't give holidays off, we don't give weekends off. You fly with your seniority. When you get senior enough, then you've got the chance to bid to a better trip, to bid to a more time at home, whatever you want, but seniority is what follows that. And when he talked about how he paid higher taxes on the amount that he made at that time, yeah, it jumped up because it makes it look like for that week that he got paid, his income taxes are going to rise considerably when his income rises considerably. I've got a friend that works for the Salt Lake City Airport, and he gets double and a half time on some holidays, which is a lot of money. That's going to kick up his taxes. But when he files at the end of the year, that evens itself out. So if it pushed him into another tax bracket because he had overtime every week, then he might have been pushed into a higher tax bracket that he still made more money. He just paid a little more taxes on it.
We can't speak to it. I understand your point, though.
Because you had a gentleman talking about, I think he's one of your members. This is the first time I've listened to your show, and it's quite interesting to listen to it. But there was one of your gentlemen, I believe, talking about how he didn't want to have maybe a road going somewhere, and he'd rather not have to pay for that. One of my good captain friends was the first libertarian that I ever know of that was elected to an office, office of the mayor of the city that he lived in New Jersey. And he told everybody what he believed. He says, if you don't want to have an army, you don't pay for the army. If you don't want to have a school, you don't pay for the school. But when he got elected into office after several months of being in, he said, I don't want to pay for everybody else's streetlights. And he shut the streetlights off in the little town that he lived in every night. And after about 4 or 5 months, he was no longer mayor of the city. you get into anarchy when you have things like that. People do expect things for taxes, and even though we don't like to pay them, and I certainly don't like to pay them sometimes.
So how was this guy removed as mayor after 5 months?
Pardon me?
How was the guy removed as mayor after 5 months?
I don't know how he was removed. I was a simulator instructor for Transworld Airlines, and he came in one day, and I asked him how things were going. He said, well, I was removed a mayor, and I was only in there for 5 months after I got elected. So how that happened, I have no idea, whether he just quit because so many people were upset with him or whether they forced him out. I can't give you that. I can give you his name if you want to go look him up.
I'm curious what his name is.
And that happened back in the 80s. He was the first libertarian.
What was his name?
Go ahead. Say again.
I said, I'm curious as to who he was. I want to look that up later.
His name was Richard Ciano, S-I-A-N-O. I hope he doesn't mind me putting his name out.
He was a public official.
It's called transparency.
Yeah.
You know, public officials, public info. Chris,
so I've got to say, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and we'd probably disagree on a few things fundamentally. I think the key to, if you do want taxes to be more voluntary or at least have a say in where they go, it's a question of education. You know, I grew up, I was in the military in the Reagan years. I'm a little bit older than everybody else in the studio, and I really did believe that it was just what we had to do. Later in life, I began to question that because I questioned where some of my tax dollars go. And I think the point is that if we can educate more people about the idea that you can fund things voluntarily. I voluntarily fund a food shelf, not contribute to. I don't fund the whole thing. But it causes our little town of 2,000 people to expend virtually zero money for welfare for food. Now, we still have welfare for other things, but we don't spend any on food because it's all voluntary contributions.
Larry, I'm not sure if you have more to add. If so, I'm putting you on hold. We'll bring you back. Hour 3 coming up after the news. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we'll get back into the story about New Yorkers narking on their Airbnb neighbors.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here! Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.